Hello. Everyone has their own London, whether they are working or living here or just visiting. London itself has its own Londons, layered beneath the ground as different civilizations have left their mark. Prehistoric settlers, Romans, Saxons, Normans. This app is not about the Abbey at Westminster or the Minster in the East St. Paul's. You know about those. It's about the things you might miss from a backstreet cafe with an art gallery to a 16th century brothel with a drawbridge long since buried beneath or near Blackfriars Bridge. You can live in London for decades without really opening your eyes to all its hidden gems. Until I started researching a few years ago, I had absolutely no idea that my apartment block in central London was facing the site of a big prison, nor that the biggest piano factory in the world, beloved of Chopin, was just down the road. Nor that the first office I worked in was on the exact site of Bedlam, the world's first and most notorious mental hospital. There's no trace of any of these buildings now, but thanks to the technology of a phone, with its ability to pinpoint your position wherever you are, it is possible to conjure up old photographs, prints and maps to show you just what it looks like when you're near it. It's not, of course, just about remains. There are also plenty of unusual cafes, pubs and galleries, all of them with a history attached. When I started, I wasn't intending to include any churches, but the more I ventured into them, the more I became fascinated with them as urban sculptures with a story to tell. Like, there's one built over a tube station with an architect above the belfry, one of whose pastors was a slave driver who turned to become a priest and started writing hymns. One of them was called Amazing Grace. This app was partly an exercise to see what you can do with a phone. Virtually all the photographs were taken with my mobile, which was first a Google Nexus and then an iPhone. I've read dozens of books, some of which I've included in an annex, but every site was visited personally by me and all the mistakes are mine. If you had any suggestions, I'd love for you to contact me via the email address in the app. I do hope in a small way it enriches your love of a place, which William Dunbar, a late 15th century poet, observed simply, "London, thou art the flower of cities all."